Good morning, Mississauga. You are listening to Leshika at News Talk Saga 960 AM on this beautiful Tuesday morning with none other than Mr. Raman Dua, CEO, SafeMax Real Estate Inc. on this wonderful show, Real Estate Uncover. I hope everyone is enjoying this morning, and while we get into some great, great discussion about real estate, and I see some spark on Mr. Raman's face today. I think he's back from vacation again. Let's hear from him that what has he been up to this past week, and what are some great, great thoughts he has to share with us on this amazing show, Real Estate Uncover, which we bring to you every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So I hope you're going to enjoy it with us. Mr. Raman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leshika, and good morning to you, to all the listeners, and our charming Jyoti as well.
Absolutely. So what is the spark? What is the smile? I can see you're really, really refreshed.
Yeah, you're right. I'm refreshed because I landed at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I can totally see that. Okay.
After 12 hours on the airports.
Wow.
And so that is what the sparkle is, because I'm too tired.
I totally do not see that. I really don't know how you pull it off, land at 6 a.m. in the morning, and here you're sitting all dressed up in your nice suit and tie. So may I ask, what was this trip? Was it again another vacation?
Yes. So see, Leshika, what happens? I keep going on business vacations, I would say.
Okay.
And that is what I was talking to somebody. So I was on a trip to Edmonton and Calgary. It was actually a special trip about the real estate market over there, and the business expansion, and putting up some more franchises over there.
What is one thing that you have to say about these new statements which I'm seeing in the news? For example, the amortization period is being increased, or the other thing which I heard was that there being Andrew Scheer was mentioning that he's bringing some ease to the stress test. Is he making it easier for buyers, or is it going to be beneficial for the first-time home buyers to go out and purchase a house? What's actually is going on? What would you say about that?
Leshika, that's really very, very interesting news, which actually I'm following up from last few days. But before I make any comments onto it, I would like to make a disclosure here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't belong to any political party. The intent of this discussion is not to promote anybody or not to demote anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is just purely a business discussion based on my understanding of business, based on how I look at the real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So it has no political motive behind it.
It's just real estate.
Just real estate.
That's what we do, right?
Simple. Yeah. And so many times it happens, people come and they ask me like, what is your political inclination?
Mm-hmm.
I tell them my political inclination is business.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Andrew Scheer, he made some statements because, Leshika, it's an election time.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to come up with some fantastic, fancy ideas.
Exactly.
Right? Just throw something out there into the market and let's see what sells.
Yeah.
And maybe I get some extra votes, right? But if I just analyze that statement, which is just a statement, I know it has not too much relevance.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it shows the vision. It shows what they are planning to do, especially if you look at the Ontario market. If you look at, I was in Alberta, I told you, on the weekend, and I keep studying the whole Canadian market as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the previous government, they have made some policies.
Mm-hmm.
So they have come up with some creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Of bringing up the stress test.
Mm-hmm.
Of amortization was reduced down from 40 to 25, but that majority of it happened in Stephen Harper government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the major reason behind that was the debt level was going really, really high. So they wanted to check the debt level, which I feel is a very good way of controlling the market. But putting up too many measures to deliberately bring the market down, which is one of the core business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is not the right way of putting up the policies in place. So Andrew Scheer, and I keep talking about this thing in my previous shows,
mm-hmm.
that if government wants to help first-time buyers,
mm-hmm.
they should actually increase the amortization back to maybe 30 or 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Andrew Scheer has come up with.
Yes.
So he's promising
mm-hmm.
that if he comes into the government,
mm-hmm.
they're going to bring amortization back from 25 to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is the right way of helping the first-time buyer.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, their mortgage is going to be less on an average of 400 to 500,000 house. If it is 25 or 30 year amortization, then in that case, their mortgage is going to be less than $300. Now look at the previous measures what the government has taken, where they are claiming that we are giving 5% or 10% down payment to the first time buyer, where they are actually asking the share in the profit of the house.
Yeah.
And they are claiming that the mortgage is going to be less by $250. Mm-hmm. It's a common sense. You just increase the amortization and the same impact is going to happen without any problem. Mm-hmm. And now everybody is getting benefited out of it, not only first time buyer. Right? So this is, I think, one of the best approach what I could see to make sure the housing market is being supported. Now, second most important thing is in which he's talking about relaxing the stress test, which I think is, again, very, very important. The mortgage rate is 2.5%, 3% at the max. Let's look at the stats, guys. From last 7 or 8 years, the mortgage rate was 1.5%, 2%, 2.5%, 3%. And I am putting up the qualification rate more than 5%. How does that make sense?
That's right.
Look at the numbers, look at the stats, and then make some wise and some reasonable call. Now, on one side, you are telling we want to help first-time buyer. On the other side, you are actually putting the mortgage laws as one of the toughest laws, as one of the most, I would say, stringent conditions onto it. It does not make sense. Right? So these two things, if that happens, it is going to have a very good positive impact onto the real estate market. First of all, it will actually bring the real estate market back onto the life. And second, it will definitely help first-time buyers to enter into the market. Now, they are giving 5% or 10% contribution into the down payment from CMHC to the first-time buyer on a maximum value of maybe 480,000.
Yes, that's true.
Because the qualification is $120,000 income, right?
Yeah.
And just think about it. Where are you going to get $500,000 house in GTA?
That's true. I'm already facing these challenges. I've had people who want to qualify for that as a first-time home buyer.
Yes.
But they're not able to.
So you're doing it for that market where the houses doesn't even sell.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Look at what happened in 2017. I know that that is not right for the market. I'm not supporting that. That the market almost keeps shooting up like a straightforward arrow onto the upward direction. Right? That is not a good sign. So if you look at last 4 years, you see, like, you know, the market graph is like going up, going down, going up, going down, totally unstable. Whereas last government, when Stephen Harper was, and I always appreciate their financial policies, the market was pretty much stable in last in those 10 years. Steady growth. And on top of it, we actually overcome one of the biggest recession in the world at that time without too much heat to the real estate market. So of course there was something which was done right at that time.
Absolutely.
And that is what is very well appreciable. And but this move, Lashika, it's my personal opinion without any political inclination. And I keep talking about this thing in my previous shows, as I said earlier. This will definitely be another lifeline to the real estate market. And it will be beneficial to all of us. Right? Look what happened in 2017 and 18. I have seen people losing $100,000 just because the market crashed like anything. So it looked like, they, you know, there is no control on the market. Right? That is not the good sign.
That's true.
So if my policies are right, if my procedures are right, these kind of situations never ever gonna happen.
Okay. That's very, very true. So to my listeners who might have just joined, we were recently talking about the statements which we are hearing in the news that Scheer has pledged that he would return to allowing first-time home buyers to take out 30-year mortgages so that he's able to help lower mortgage monthly payments. Also, it has been said by Andrew Scheer that he will be promising to ease what's known as the stress test on mortgages and remove it altogether from mortgage renewals. The test is meant to make sure people taking out mortgages could still afford the payments if interest rates were to rise.
Now, Lashika, when the government, they bring the stress test,
their
claim was that we are bringing the stress test so that we can help out the first-time buyer. Just think about it. Why are you putting it on the renewals? So it doesn't make any relevance. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, no, I've seen people were really, really excited when this thing first came out, but nobody actually knew what the depth, what are the main, you know, what are the details of this, what yes. all they have to put in. And now slowly, slowly, when everything is being cleared out, it appears to be it's not as easy and it's not as attractive as it was looking.
Of course. And the only wish I can make at this point of time is that what Andrew Scheer is saying, he means to it, right? That's, I think, is very, very important.
Yeah,
it should not
that.
Just be a political gimmick or just like, you know, throwing something out there into the market to allure the voters, I would say, right?
Well,
that, like, you know, it could have been much better
mm-hmm.
if there could have been done an extension to this announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like, it is 30 years for everybody. But when it comes to first-time buyer, mm-hmm. it should be 35 years.
Wow.
That is, I think, is very, very important because we have lived, we were living into that market.
Mm-hmm.
Now the challenge comes, the most important point in that comes is the debt level is going to go high.
Mm-hmm.
But try to understand, this is not a bad debt. This is the debt against the equity.
Mm-hmm.
This is the debt against the house. And just think about it, if the housing market is going up
mm-hmm.
on a steady pace,
mm-hmm.
it's a healthy debt.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that, because I'm living in a house for like say $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
I have put 20% down payment. My mortgage is 400,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, in one word, it will be considered as a debt.
Mm-hmm.
In the other word, I already have $100,000 equity into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the government is scared of what if people lose job?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys, work on making, creating more jobs.
Yeah.
Why are you not confident about your own strategies of creating the jobs, right? If you can create jobs for people, why it is going to be a problem in the real estate market?
Yeah. And nobody wants to be unemployed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? So, but anyway, I think that's something very interesting. I personally am excited for it.
Okay, before we move on to our next thing, how about we give our listeners an example of how these two things which Andrew Scheer is saying he is promising to do, which is increasing the amortization period. For some of my listeners, if they want to understand from a layman point of view, though, how is this going to help?
Lashika, what happens is like when I am going to get a mortgage,
mm-hmm.
I will take an average of like say $500,000 home
mm-hmm.
on which I am putting 20% down payment and my mortgage is $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
If it is 25-year amortization on the current rate,
mm-hmm.
the mortgage goes $500 per $100,000. I'm giving you approximate $10-$20 up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is 30-year amortization,
mm-hmm.
the same mortgage goes down
mm-hmm.
by at least $100.
Oh,
so it is around $400 and $410.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is how much difference it can make.
Okay.
Just think about it. That your mortgage is 20% less than what you're paying right now.
Mm-hmm.
How comfortable you are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real help to the first-time buyers.
Does it have any adverse impact too? Is it also, a side effect to it as well or not?
Yeah, it is. It has a very big side effect that people will go into their houses.
Let everyone will be able to buy a house.
There you go.
Lower monthly payments.
Yes.
Less stress on them.
Yes. Stress. Less stress test on them.
Okay, that too.
Yes.
I was talking about general stress.
Yes.
But again, another statement he made was easing off the stress test.
Yes.
So that you think it will also be a great help.
I would love to see 35-year amortization.
Okay. That's our main goal. Yes.
So recently we have the stats from the Korea for the month of August.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look at the stats, I'm really excited and amazed to see the numbers out there.
Mm-hmm.
The sales actually has gone up by 1.4%. This
mm-hmm.
is, I'm talking month over month. So as compared to August 2018, compared to 2019, it has gone up by 1.4%. And I'm talking about nationally.
Oh, okay.
Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it includes all the markets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, there are some markets where the sales might have even gone down,
mm-hmm.
but there are some markets where it might have gone up than 1.4%. So, but the most important thing,
mm-hmm.
year over year basis. So 2018, 2019,
mm-hmm.
5% sales up.
Oh, wow. 5% sales have gone up from 2018 to 2019.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you can see that, like, it's a very positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
The number of new listing has come up only by 1.1%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are very, very clear signals that
mm-hmm.
market is in a strong footing.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, prices are up year over year, 3.9%. So this again is one of the very positive numbers. So whatever the number of transactions was in 2016 and 17, because at that time it was really high number, mm-hmm. we are just 10% down to that. Mm-hmm. But if I look at the lowest number in last 6 years, yeah. we are up 17% mm-hmm. to that.
Yeah.
So we are not sitting at the rock bottom now.
Exactly.
We are much above the rock bottom, mm-hmm. but again, little below the top. Lashika, these are a few of the numbers which has been released by Korea. Mm-hmm. Again, I have done a lot of in-depth analysis, mm-hmm. and now I can share my opinion or my understanding of these stats, and I can do a little prediction based on them. Mm-hmm. Because predictions are not done without looking into the numbers and without the in-depth analysis of stats, because that's what I learned. Number data never lies, stat never lies, if you know how to analyze it properly. So right now we are in month of September. Mm-hmm. If I look at the activity out there into the market, mm-hmm. it's very still strong activity going out there. Mm-hmm. Right? So September, October, these 2 months are going to be very fantastic. Mm-hmm. You will see in between 4-6% growth mm-hmm. in terms of the prices. Mm-hmm. And at least double-digit growth for the sales.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, double-digit because if I look at July and August, July was 23%. August was almost like 13%. And the same thing is expected to happen in September. On top of it, my always discussion of the real estate market is based on demand and supply. Mm-hmm. Because if there is a lot of demand, mm-hmm. and there's not much supply, I don't call it as a good sign for the market, mm-hmm. because that's what's going to happen, what happened in 2017. But if there's a lot of supply out there into the market and there's a less demand, mm-hmm. then that's a wrong signal too. So on an average, if there's a 3-month inventory out there into the market, Rashika, mm-hmm. that is what I call as a balanced market. Mm-hmm. If there's a 4-month inventory, mm-hmm. that is, I call it as an imbalanced market towards the favor of the buyer.
Okay.
And if there is a 5-month inventory, mm-hmm. I call it as a big imbalance towards the favor of buyer and seller. Oh. Because that is called recession.
Okay. That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to 2 months inventory, mm-hmm. then it is a little bit imbalance mm-hmm. in favor of seller.
Yeah.
And right now we are sitting there.
That's good.
So right now we are sitting almost 2 month inventory, mm-hmm. which clearly shows that the market is going in favor of the seller.
Mm-hmm. How about prices? What would you say generally overall, how are the prices these days? Because when we talk to people, when we talk to clients or prospect leads, the first main concern is, oh no, the prices are too high right now, I'm waiting for them to settle down. Well, what answer would you give to that statement?
Lashika, actually by mistake you asked a very good question.
Okay.
So I'll tell you, people, they are still looking for the bottom of the market. Mm-hmm. I can tell them the bottom of the market is gone 6 months before.
Okay.
And it is clearly proven by the stats which I just shared with you, mm-hmm. that if we look at it from the top number, mm-hmm. we are down by 10%. But if we look at the bottom number, we are up by 17%.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the bottom is already gone. Now we are actually going slowly and steadily mm-hmm. towards the uphill path. Mm-hmm. of the number of transactions, of the prices. So if somebody is waiting that the price is going to go more down, I wish them a good luck.
Okay.
I wish them a good luck of almost $20,000 to $30,000 on an average house of $500,000 in the next 3 months.
Okay.
Right? And mark my words, we will talk about it.
Okay.
But Lashika, I have seen few of the naysayers out there into the market, and I'm listening them from last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Every time they say market is going to go down.
Exactly. No, I've recently met a few people who are actually very sure about this to happen in 2020 towards the end of the year, and they feel that looking into the US market and here, Canadian real estate market is going to go down, especially GTA towards the end of next year.
Lashika, you can't do anything with them because they don't even know the stats. They don't even. I just want to quote an example to you, a real life example.
Okay.
We have launched a recent project. Mm-hmm. In 11 Yorkville, mm-hmm. you know, that is one of the most signature address out there into the market,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's little more than the core downtown, I would say.
It is.
And it is kind, I feel like, you know, it is a status symbol mm-hmm. to have that address in your pocket on your driving license
yeah.
or any of your ID,
yeah.
right? Or to have that address onto the side of my pocket as an investor.
that project is simply not for everybody. Only right. a few can have it, and yes. those who can
yes.
will not miss it.
Will not miss it.
Yeah.
The reason behind that is I bought for myself a condo on 50 Scollard,
mm-hmm.
which is just walking distance from there on a $2,000 per square feet.
Wow.
And here I had the units available for around $1,450.
Mm-hmm.
$1,500 to $1,600 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like there are few units, which is actually if you're going on top, 40th floor, 50th floor,
mm-hmm.
the price still goes there around $1,800, $1,900 or even $2,000 a square feet.
Mm-hmm.
But that is where the smartness of a person or the smartness of a realtor comes into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, look at it. You're making an investment and you want to make sure that you are actually calculating all your numbers.
Yeah.
An investment, Leshika, you can lose money only in one condition, when you enter at the wrong time or when you exit at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Right? So timing is very, very important.
Yeah.
And who can help you in timing the market? That is called as a good realtor.
That's true. And what can be a better timing than this, buying into 11 Yorkville, because I believe this is one of the last piece of land available in the core downtown area.
Yes, yes. And on top of it, Leshika, just think about it. A walk score of 100. How would you feel if your son or daughter comes to the house and saying, you know what, I scored 100% marks, right?
Right,
you
yeah.
definitely want to send this picture to the newspaper.
Absolutely.
Right? I actually send it on 60%.
Okay. Okay, so you were happy with 60%.
I
hope all the parents, all the dads are listening in and stop stressing your kids to get 100%.
Of course. No, you should not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Leshika, every kid has his own natural abilities.
Yeah.
And it is of not a good idea
mm-hmm.
that you keep pushing your kids for something which is actually beyond their control.
Yeah.
You should build up the strength. You should build up your kids on his or her strengths.
Yes.
Rather than pushing everybody to the one field.
Nobody everybody doesn't have to be a doctor or an engineer.
Of course, yes, right? Not.
Everybody can be a realtor too and make more money.
Yes, now at least everybody cannot be a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can do real estate.
That's true.
Real estate business.
We will come to that. And moving further, our very important topic of today's show was how somebody can be in this real estate business without even having a license. Or what is the importance of actually having a realtor? I read somewhere, whether you're buying a house or whether you're selling a house, it's complicated. It's
yes.
not that easy.
Yeah.
So having a realtor by your side actually makes it less complicated and makes it very easy for you. How important is having a realtor, or I should say a right realtor?
Yes. Of course, it is very, very important to have one of the best realtor on your side.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you are making one of the biggest decision of your life
yeah.
and you don't want to leave it to somebody who actually doesn't know what they are doing.
Exactly.
Right?
I think real estate is the largest investment in anyone's life.
One of the biggest, not one of the biggest, is the biggest investment
yeah.
in anybody's life. I'm talking 99.999% population until and unless you are actually going and buying a chartered plane for yourself or you're actually buying a
yeah.
like, you know, a personal private luxury boat or something like that,
exactly.
right? But
yeah.
even in that case, I'm pretty sure your house is going to be bigger than that.
Exactly. And even if I look at as many diamond jewelries as I want to buy, I can still not match up buying a house for myself.
Yes, yes. So, Leshika, that's another important topic, actually, which you touched, that if somebody doesn't have a real estate license,
mm-hmm.
can they do real estate? No, they cannot do real estate as a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
That's important,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the RICO and RICO is a very strong body, and it's basically a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not having a real estate license for you, you cannot work as a realtor.
So you have to comply with the board rules. You cannot practice real estate under license.
But Leshika, real estate fascinates everybody. And I think last time we were talking about those fancy cars, which most of the realtors, they drive. again, I always humbly say, like, you know, guys, it is our profession
mm-hmm.
and it is a tool for us because we have to be on the road
mm-hmm.
for pretty much like 8 to 10 hours in a day.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure it's comfortable
mm-hmm.
and we want to make sure, like, you know, and on top of it, like, everybody wants to work with a successful person.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong into it if you're working hard. There is nothing wrong to give yourself a trophy at the end of the day and say, you know what, thank you very much, you did a fantastic job.
Yeah, you totally deserve it.
You totally deserve it.
Yeah.
And there are a lot many people who actually come to me and say, Raman, I don't want to go through the hassles of the license. I am an investor. I can actually invest some money. Is there any kind of business opportunity for me to work in the real estate industry?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you have an opportunity for you to work in the real estate industry as an investor. Mm-hmm. So we have come up with a very brilliant idea where we are bringing the investors on board who actually want to join in the real estate business.
Okay.
So the mantra which we have made for that is, you invest, we work.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You invest, we work, we both make money.
That's true. That is very, very important. Yeah.
Right. So what you have to do is you actually have to get in touch with us and we will present you a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
We will offer you a wonderful business opportunity in which actually you are becoming part of a fantastic real estate business opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you don't even need to carry a license for yourself.
Okay.
You can keep doing your own job. You can keep doing your other business, whatever you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of all the hassles of the business for you.
Okay.
Right? We are actually expanding our business operations to all other new markets. Just you were actually trying to pull my leg when we started the show about that Alberta vacations.
Business vacations. please make it sound right. Business vacations.
Business vacation.
I haven't heard this term ever before.
Yes.
You just created it yourself. But I hope I get to go on many business vacations as well.
Actually, Jyoti already just booked a business vacation for us.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. See, we all want to go on a business vacation now.
But Lashika, by chance, actually, you know what? It's a fantastic concept, which most of the millennials, they are doing. Because, you know, now most of the big companies, IT companies, they encourage people to work from home or work from the location of your own convenience.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a couple of nice videos where a person is sitting at a beach with his laptop.
Are you talking about me who just came back from Hawaii?
There you go.
I did not take my laptop at the beach in Hawaii at all. But yes, I should do that.
So, I got a chance to pull you, right?
Yeah, why not?
So, this is such a fantastic opportunity. And this is altogether a unique concept which we have designed where you can actually make 20 to 30% return on your investment. 20 to 30% interest on return on your investment.
Okay.
Okay. And that too with an expert advice.
Wow.
That too with somebody who knows this business by his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And Lashika, I started the real estate career in 2010 and now we operate one of the biggest brand in GTA and surroundings.
Yeah.
And we are actually in process of expanding that brand to whole Ontario, Alberta, British Columbia, Canada, and beyond.
Very, very aggressive plan, and I wish you all the best. I can totally see that happening. The way you've been coming up, the way you started it 10 years ago and where you are today, tremendous growth, and I have no doubt absolutely that very soon this brand will be a worldwide brand. But one of our listeners still wants to ask, are you going to vote for Andrew Scheer? So.
And I think, Lashika, I have my own, what do you call it, constitutional right to vote.
Okay.
Right? And not to disclose it to
that's
you.
That's very true. It's very true.
No, it's not a matter of like, you know, I cannot vote for Andrew Scheer because he's not contesting for my riding anyway.
Okay.
But again, that's.
But I think what he wanted to ask was, are you in favor of that party?
No, it's as I said, I'm not in favor to any of the political party, but I reserve my right to vote.
Yeah.
To see where the policies are right, where the policies are favoring business, because that's what my first and foremost interest is. But it is actually sometimes more than that. Because we as a community leader, we have to look at the overall picture, like where it is beneficial for most of the common public.
Mm-hmm.
right? Because Lashika, that is what I feel in my business or in any business. Either it is a good government or it is a bad government, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because it is a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a good government for me, it is a good government for my competitor. Mm-hmm. If it is a bad government for me, it is a bad government for my competitor.
Yeah.
And who is my competitor? Me.
Okay.
Right?
That's interesting.
I don't compete with anybody else. I compete with myself. What I have done yesterday, I have to make myself better tomorrow.
That's a very good thought.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
So why to look for others? Because, okay, if you have to compare two things,
mm-hmm.
like right now we were comparing stats. So we compare stats with August to August.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it is the same number of days, same weather, same situations, everything is same.
Mm-hmm.
So we compare apple to apple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I have to compare myself,
mm-hmm.
who would I compare? I would compare it with the best match to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Who is me?
Yes, nobody can be better matched than yourself.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to make myself better from the yesterday.
Yes.
From yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to try myself to make a better person
mm-hmm.
tomorrow.
That's very well said. And that brings us towards the end of this show. So ladies and gentlemen, every Tuesday, if you want to get some great insights about real estate, about the stats, about the market, come join in, tune in at News Talk Saga 9:60 a.m. every Tuesday with myself, Lashika, and Raman Dua on this amazing show, Real Estate Uncovered. Stay tuned. We will be right back next Tuesday.